text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
An investigation is underway into a number of targeted attacks on sex workers in Dublin and the West over the past 4 weeks. 7 attacks have occurred and thousands of euro have been stolen from both male and female escorts. Well, for more on this now, I'm joined by Amanda Keane, who's Policy and Communications Officer at Ruhama, a charity, of course, that offers nationwide support to women affected by prostitution. Good morning, Amanda. Thanks for joining us. Amanda, when you were made aware that these attacks were happening, when was that? When did you hear about them?
So we would have heard about the attacks at the weekend when the Gardaí got in touch with us to let us know that they were taking place. So what we did was we sent out alerts to a number of individuals that we work with about the attacks. But then last night it came out that 7 people have come forward that the attacks were coordinated, whereby the attackers sought out individuals in prostitution online. They made appointments with them, posing as punters or potential punters. When they got to the location, they then, as far as we know, assaulted and robbed the individuals and took money off them. So to us, looking at it, it seems that there is this potentially an organised criminality that is behind these attacks. The attacks were coordinated. They knew where to look for the individuals themselves, and also they knew where to look for the money, which oftentimes people in prostitution, they will hide their money in locations within the room or the building that they're in, whereas these people knew where to look for the money itself. So oftentimes we'd hear from women that pimps would direct them as to where to hide their cash. So it seems to us that there is an organised criminal element behind this. I think this attack and these attacks really expose the violence and the organised crime that is behind the Irish sex trade. I mean, we work with over 300 women per year who are affected by prostitution and sex trafficking, and the vast majority of them have gone through some experience of physical violence, sexual assault, psychological violence, robbery, most, if not all women. But what's reassuring, I think, in this case is that the 7 people have felt comfortable enough to come forward, which I don't think would have happened before. Since 2017, we have the Sexual Offences Act, which criminalised all the people that exploit the women in prostitution or the individuals in prostitution, but decriminalised the person themselves. So now our legislation is taking more of a victim-centred approach. So hopefully more people will feel comfortable in coming forward when they have gone through these kind of attacks.
And Amanda, you mentioned earlier, you know, appointments online. Is that usually now, Amanda, how an appointment is made, through an online system?
Absolutely. So, I mean, when Ruhama started 30 years ago, it was going out to women who were based in on-street prostitution, and that was where the vast majority of prostitution was happening at the time. But now we have a case where the vast majority is happening through online platforms. So there is, I mean, one particular site that the vast majority of people in prostitution in Ireland would be advertised on, mostly by a third-party organiser. Some people would advertise themselves as well. And that's where punters or sex buyers would go on to seek out the people that they want to meet. They have categories on this website for what the buyers are looking for, essentially, and they can arrange appointments through that way. So what we see with this site is that a lot of our women will be advertised by someone else on this, and the buyers will call a number, and what happens is they reach this third party agency, and then they will put out they'll organise the appointments for the women. So the women have essentially no control over who it is that walks through the door when they're in prostitution. So this site itself, the one that I'm talking about, was set up by convicted pimp a number of years ago, and it's now, as it's illegal in Ireland to advertise sexual services online or so-called sexual services online, this particular website is operated from Spain. So it costs money to advertise on the website. So the organisers are turning over, I think, about 6 million per year in profit on the backs of exploited women.
How common is it, Amanda, for women involved in prostitution to be affected by violence?
We would say that violence is absolutely inherent in prostitution. The reality is that when a person walks through the door, the woman herself does not know what they're going to do. to her within that transaction. A lot of the women that we work with also be controlled by third-party organisers. So the way that they're tricked and coerced into the sex trade is often with violence or threats of violence. The women that are trafficked that we work with, they will often talk about violence that is threatened against them or carried out against them or else threatened against their family in their home country. So the types of violence range from sexual assault. It could be physical assault. It could be, as we see with these attacks, assault and robbery. So it's just a very inherently violent and dangerous trade, because the reality is that the power imbalance within prostitution for the individuals themselves who are selling or sold within the sex trade is massive, because it's all the people around them, the buyers who have the power, the pimps, the traffickers, and they exert that a lot of the time through violence.
And the main reason Gardaí are making this public, I think, is because they're concerned about sex workers, you know, being attacked in the future. Mm-hmm. What are the precautions, Amanda, that sex workers should be taking, if possible, to protect themselves?
As much as they can, I would say that anyone who can exert some control or agency within the situation that they're in, that they take their own calls, that they see, I suppose, regular punters that they know, that they're more familiar with. But like I said, a lot of the women don't get screened by buyers themselves because they're being controlled. But those who can, they'll get a sense of kind of what's dodgy. The reality is that when, even if there are a number of women together, if a group of men come in like this, big burly men come in and their goal is to assault or to rob the women, it's very hard to take precautions in those situations. So what we would say to women is that if they feel they are at risk of violence, if they've experienced violence, just to let them know that there are support services out there, including ourselves, including Garda Síochána and the Operation Quest team. So we would encourage them as much as possible to come forward, because there are supports there for them.
Amanda Keane, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll take a break.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.